Well, Eric, you knew what you needed to do was go clear. They were at a premium, but once again, you came up trumps.
Yeah, I mean, the instruction was clear. It was obviously to go clear, no room for mistake. But the time allowed was challenging for me because he's not particularly a fast horse and I'm still getting used to him. So, but I mean, you know, sometimes when you got clear instruction, it's just, you know, I had a job to do, and I put a bit of pressure on him in the warm-up to sort of made him understand the importance of this, and he reacted like a very good horse.
And for you, you were saying before that, you know, you were missing Ian, but you didn't miss him today because the team all delivered.
Well, we do miss him on any Nations Cup that he's not part of us. He's a huge part of Team Canada, and you always feel better with him on your team. I'm doing his job today a little bit. But he taught me well.
But obviously now it's only half the job done. But the important thing is you've qualified. So now I presume the team must be feeling confident. Well, there's no reason why you can't win it.
No, it's absolutely. And you know what? We're in the final. Not by far away. You know, our score is not. We didn't get in with 20 faults. So we're not far from the real deal.
And you look at the teams who qualified. I mean, it really is the elite of the sport.
Yeah, it is, and that's the beauty of the nation. Cup, so many things has to go right for the whole team, and it's not just one rider that makes a difference. So I think we're going to see some great sport on Sunday.